Now back to the beat.
720 WGN.
Two hours down and one to go on the beat. 720 WGN. Harry Tynowitz, Sam Panayotovich at 6:08 here in Chicago. As we outlook, or we look out, I should say, on Michigan Avenue. People walking by, still 90 degrees in Chicago.
It's a beautiful day for a ball game.
Was a beautiful day. Extra innings aplenty. Paul Sullivan, Sports Writer, Chicago Tribune, has covered a lot of baseball in his time. Have you ever covered three extra inning games in a row, Sully?
Oh, boy, I'd have to go back over the record book there, but I would imagine I have. 30 years.
What do you make of this series so far? It's been a good one. You've got your money's worth. Fans have gotten it, too.
Yeah, it's been a great series. It's a tough loss for the Cubs. I think everyone is just so accustomed to watching Wade Davis dominate that, when you saw him give up the first one, you're like, wow, that's pretty weird. But then he settled down, and then the next inning, giving up the game winner to Shaw, it was really shocking, I thought. And it was almost like, when was the last time you ever went into a Cubs game with a reliever that you just thought, yeah, it's over? Bruce Sutter, maybe?
Yeah, Lee Smith.
He had some hairy situations. I wouldn't say that.
Hey, Lee Arthur Smith threw BBs, man. He was.
Oh, he was. Yeah, but automatic.
I was going to ask you if you've ever covered Cato Caitlin before. There's so many things for you happening right now. Hey, should Wade Davis have been, after giving up the home run in the ninth inning to Arcia, should Wade Davis have trotted back out to the hill for inning 10?
Well, we asked Joe that. He said if they hadn't taken the lead, he would have put in Rondon, which probably would have made sense with the way that the workload that Davis has gotten recently. But, he is their best pitcher. And except for that home run to Arcia, he'd been perfect all year. So I had no problem with him going back to him. They're trying to get him in the groove for pitching multiple innings in time for the playoffs. And although he did say afterwards that his arm was dragging a little bit. So I'm sure it's something that can be debated ad nauseum and will be.
Chicago Tribune sports writer, columnist Paul Sullivan with us on the beat, 720 WGN. Sully, much was made in the offseason. They lose David Ross. Lots of leadership void there. Who do you think right now is the alpha in this locker room? Who's leading the charge in that locker room for the Cubs?
I would have to guess Rizzo based on the whole stuff yesterday with the retreat. I don't know if the people read the Saturday paper or saw it, but they've got this thing now they call the Cubs retreat, where they all go into the clubhouse during a game and, they beat up on something or they just do something crazy. He didn't really get specific. Kind of a team bonding thing. And it's like during the game, and then they all sprint back out to the dugout and do their thing. So he was saying that it wasn't him, but he was the one that called it. So I would have to say him.
Sully, this is not a knock on Addison Russell. This is just I'm really impressed by what Ian Happ has done, what John Jay has done. There's a lot of spots for a lot of players. I don't think Addison Russell should be the everyday shortstop once they get into the playoffs. How do you work that sort of, sit him, start him type of deal?
That's a good question, because I asked Theo that when he came back, not for the playoffs, but just, I wasn't even sure if he would make the playoff roster, if he, struggled in his return. He's been off for a while, but he's played pretty well. He hasn't hit a whole lot. So I would think he would play mostly, at least just for his defense alone. But I don't know. There's a lot that can happen in the next week. And, obviously, you're trying to say that Javi should be at short every game.
Well,
right?
I mean, Javi's. Yeah. I think he's
Which
better.
Makes sense.
Right, I think he's better defensively. But I also, you know, feel like in a tie game, I'd rather. John Jay had Cardinal stench when he got here, and he's been fantastic all year. And so he would get more time. Sometimes he sits because Addison Russell's playing, or Ian Happ, who didn't come up right away, and he's got nice home run numbers. He hits the ball.
What is Cardinal stench?
John Jay had a Cardinal stench on him. Every time he would come up for like the first month of the season, like, oh, I hate John Jay. He was a Cardinal. And then I just same thing with Jim Edmonds, but not as strong. And then eventually Edmonds won me over. Well, John Jay, if you're a Cubs fan, you're watching this team, how can you not love what John Jay has done?
Of course, that's what I'm saying. I don't know that anyone that didn't like him from the start because he was in the Cardinals.
Multiple years.
He was on the Padres too, wasn't he?
Briefly, for a ham sandwich, a cup of coffee with the Pods. But I mean, he was a Cardinal.
I never felt that way about John Jay. I could see that with Edmonds because he was a hated Cardinal.
Yes.
But John Jay wasn't the kind of guy that you hated when he was in the Cardinals, did you?
I didn't hate him, but he was a Cardinal when he got here.
Harry is clenching his teeth right now, Sully. He's ready to jump over the chair.
Well, so is Lackey. You love him, don't you?
Lackey, he didn't come here for a haircut. He'll be in the bullpen in the playoffs, or he won't make the roster.
Yeah, okay. Well, getting back to Russell, I do agree that Baez right now is the better shortstop. But then you look at it, Baez is a shortstop. Who's going to play second? Because you got a Happ and you got Zobrist, but defensively, I mean, come on. Baez and Russell's your best up-the-middle combo.
Paul Sullivan with us, Chicago Tribune sports writer on the beat. Couple more minutes here on 720 WGN. My biggest thing, Sully, is when you get into the playoffs, and I imagine they will, 8 games left, they have a 4.5-game lead. I think it's safe to say they should get in. John Lester.
They should.
That's the biggest question mark for me, the health of John Lester. Everybody's saying, once the postseason starts, he'll flip a switch. Usually that's a fair assumption, but I'm skeptical because of what we've seen since he's got back from injury. What do you think?
I agree. He's been a little uneven since he got back, and especially that last start where he didn't strike out anyone, which was, not John Lester at all. But, I he's got 2 more starts left, and I think it's too early right now to worry about that. If he goes through these next couple starts and he's still struggling, then yeah, sure. But I think the thing now is got to get Jake, back to his 100 pitches, 110 pitches, whatever it is, and then you would think he'd be the number one guy. And Kyle's pitching so well lately too that if Lester does struggle, maybe you put Kyle number two. And put Lester 3 at Wrigley Field. So, I don't know. It is a question, and I agree that there is some concern, and there should be, but I would say you should give him the benefit of the doubt for these last 2 starts, and then if he's still struggling, then maybe you can, deal with it then.
Nobody covers Chicago baseball like Paul Sullivan. Sully from the Tribune hanging out with Sam Pajanovic and myself a little bit longer on the beat. Sully, when the All-Star break hit, a lot of Cub fans were upset that, unlike last year where half the team went, only Wade Davis went. But, wow, did the Cubs come out strong when everybody had a break? They won 6 in a row in Baltimore and Atlanta. So if the Cubs can clinch early, the earlier they clinch, the better, right? Because if so facto, the more rest that the team could get, the stronger they'd be for round one of the playoffs, correct?
I would say that's true, but I think it would be more that they would like to clinch early and settle the rotation thing for the playoffs. Because, when you think about it, most of those guys have gotten rest. Madden doesn't have the set lineup. He's rotating guys left and right. Even Hayward is sitting a lot more lately. Schwarber's been out against lefties. I thought today was interesting, the Happ and Elmora and Jay in the outfield, maybe that's your best outfield right now, especially against a lefty. So I don't know. Hey, would you sit Jason Hayward and Schwarber and Zobrist, in the playoffs? It it doesn't really seem to make sense given their status on the team. But, you know, I don't know. We don't know what Joe's going to do, and that's what makes this last week so interesting.
I'd love to hear your favorite Lou Piniella story, if you could. I know you've got a bunch, but, I mean, just listening to you talk about those Piniella years, I need to hear it on record.
Well, once I wrote that Lou was – there was a ball that was blown back. It was a home run, and they lost a game. And Lou said something like, oh, that Wrigley Field wind. And I wrote it as, quote, oh, that Wrigley Field wind, cried Piniella. And someone, I don't know if he read it, but someone told him that I had written that he cried after the game. And so we go to the press conference the next day, the pregame, and, you know, everything's usual. And then at the end of the press conference, he goes, one more thing, Sullivan, I was not crying. And I'm like, what? I was not crying yesterday. You wrote that I was crying. I said, Lou, I didn't write that you were crying. I said that you cried, like you cried out, not that you were crying. And he looked at me. He's like, okay then. I'm not mad, but just want to let you know. Like, oh, yeah, I would never write that, Lou.
Yeah, yeah. Did you write about him wanting to save Zambrano for game four so he took him out way early in game one? Did you write about that, I hope? Yes, you did.
Harry, what is wrong with you?
What? I'm just
saying. The Cubs have won their championship. They're almost back in the playoffs again, and all you can think about is this Cardinal hatred and
Cardinal stench.
The playoff loss to the D-backs.
I'm giving love to John Jay. I'm saying that, you know, we can work this out. It's hard to be.
He had Cardinal stench on him
when he arrived. When he arrived, he did have. I've checked the DNA.
He never had Cardinal stench on him. He was a Cardinal player. He was a good guy, and he's had a great year.
Are they bringing him back next year?
I hope so. I don't know. I mean, I think he's had such a good year, he could probably get a nice contract. Okay. So we'll see.
Lightning round. Are they bringing Wade Davis back next year?
I don't think so. I'm not saying that based on anyone that said anything to me, but I'm just guessing that as good a year as he's had, he's going to get that Aroldis Chapman-type money. And the Cubs have a guy in CJ that could probably do that for a lot cheaper.
Arrieta?
Not good, maybe, but still pretty good.
That's the last one of the trifecta, Jake Arrieta. Is he wearing Cubby blue?
Oh, Arrieta? No, I don't think anyone thinks he's coming back.
Catman.
You guys?
Catman says he's coming back. Really? Yeah, Cap says four years and $100 million.
I think he'll get more. I think he loves the Cubs, but I think he can get more somewhere else.
4 years and $100 million?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Wow, that's crazy. I mean, he was talking about the Strasburg deal as a comparison last year. So didn't Strasburg get like 7 years and...
Well, it's a hometown discount, Sully. That's what I've heard. That's what I.
He's not going to give a hometown discount.
I know some people don't, though. You know how it goes.
And he shouldn't. Why should he? He's, you know, this is his chance. He's done a great job. He get the money.
Yeah, it's the last big payday, no doubt about it. Paul Sullivan, Chicago Tribune sports writer. Always check him out on Sundays. You can read him all the time. But Sunday, The Great Spread in the Tribune. And the new ebook, The Weight Lifted, has just come out. How do we get that, Sully, the new book, Weight Lifted?
The Weight Lifted just came out in paperback, so you can go on Amazon, and I think there's a link. If you don't have a link, then email me, and I'll find one for you.
Spectacular title. Love it.
Yeah, it's basically the series that we wrote last year,
right?
In the paper, so it's not anything that you might not have read before, but if you want to have it as a nice souvenir or a stocking stuffer, there it is.
There you go. Paul Sullivan, Chicago Tribune. Have fun, Sully. Come home safe.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Sully.
Paul Sullivan from the Chicago Tribune.